There used to be more than one, just a chimney at one end. Mm-hmm. And then they got to where they would build what they call a stack chimney, and that went right up through the middle of the house.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'd have two, wouldn't you?
Well, it'd be a fireplace. Both of the fireplaces mm-hmm. went up the same yeah. chimney. Mm-hmm. But there was a partition in there. Mm-hmm. And you could build a fire in this fireplace in this room, and you can get over in the other room and have a fireplace in that. But all the smoke went up the same chimney. Mm-hmm. But you see, it divided that piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you smoke when come through.
Well, now, it wasn't everybody. The first ones come along, you know, it wasn't everybody. They were scared that could be able to stack chimney along. Mm-hmm. But this was a colored man was doing this. Mm-hmm. This, and I hadn't even started school then, but I can remember just good as yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wasn't about 5 years old. Uh-huh. Now, what I'm telling you, that happened 70 years ago. Mm-hmm.
It's quite a while,
wasn't it? Yes, it was. In fact, there wasn't nothing, there wasn't very many houses in this country 70 years ago. Mm-hmm. Very few. Mm-hmm. The business you take right where we are sitting here. The first chimneys ever put to this house, yes. It was a chimney on both ends, and they was both dirt and stick chimneys. Mm-hmm. And, but instead of this house being here, and that one, the next one, and the next one, and the next one, there's just only one around yonder. That was the old granddaddy, don't you see? Mm-hmm. Well, this whole community through here is filled up from that one family now. Mm-hmm. There's just only one family.
Families used to be pretty big a long time.
Ooh, I reckon they did. They were 10 or 12 of us.
Would you ever have anything that you might put in deep, you might fry it in deep fat with a hole in the center of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was, you fried that in a deep, that was, they call them donuts now. Mm-hmm. But now they went and shown up, that was cooked in a big pot, or a big vat. Of course, now they built a big vat to cook them in now, but way back, you know, it was cooked in a very small pot, but then you had to have enough of that fat in there for it to float in. Mm-hmm.
What would you call that long time
ago? Tell the truth, I don't know what they called that long time ago. Now, the biggest sweets they used to have other than their syrup. They used to cook gingerbread. Mm-hmm. They used to cook sweetbread. Mm-hmm. And sweetbread was something other than I never could stand. I never didn't like that. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. And they had another name for it. Some called it Brown George. And there was a lot of people who were crazy about it. Mm-hmm. And then they had what they called sweet cakes. And these layer cakes, what we have now. See, I was way on up yonder before I ever seen anything but a plain cake. Mm-hmm. If you know what a plain cake is, don't you?
That's this pound cake.
Uh-huh. And that there was before all of that, they used to have what they call a ash cake. Uh-huh. But I couldn't tell you now, but now it was sweet, partly. Mm-hmm. Don't think it was too sweet. Mm-hmm. And you made that up, and you just kept working it, and you kept working it, and you kept working it, and you got it awfully stiff. Mm-hmm.